Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. Today, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my experience with the world of physique competition in preparation for next week's interview, which I'll be interviewing a physique or figure competitor. I think you're really going to find her story very inspiring. Competition has been a goal of hers since 2011. She ran into some health concerns. I'll let her share some more of the details if she's open to sharing that. And finally, in January 2016, she was given the green light to get back to her life as long as she listened to her body, and she's starting to really go after it as a fitness or figure competitor. As far as for me, I decided to do a physique competition right around the time when I opened up my fitness studio. I was always in pretty good shape, but I thought to myself, heck, I'm going to be a walking billboard. I want to show people what I'm able to do using myself as a guinea pig. So I decided to sign up for my first physique competition. This was back around 2012. When I did my first competition, I really didn't know what to expect other than things that I read online. I started getting really serious around 16 weeks before the competition, where I started dialing down my nutrition, getting my training on point. And for that first competition, I was doing everything pretty much by the book from what I had read online and researched and been told by my coach. And yes, even as a personal trainer, I got advice from a coach. It's always great to seek out people that are more knowledgeable than you in certain areas so that you can learn from their experience and learn from their knowledge. I was very regimented with my nutrition, so much so that even there were times when I went over to a friend's house for dinner that I would literally bring my scale over so that I could measure out my portions of food. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, that's a little bit extreme, or that I may have found it inconvenient. But the truth of the matter is that in order to reach any goal in your life for a period of time, it needs to be laser-focused effort. And that's what I was doing. As far as my training, I was training most days of the week, whether it be cardio, high-intensity interval training, steady-state cardio, or weight training. I had days when I was even doing two weight sessions a day for a few days a week. I would do a really heavy lifting session in the morning, and in the afternoon or evening, I would come back for some more metabolic or traditional bodybuilding type workouts. As I got closer and closer to the show date, I kept dieting down, to the point where I think I may have been around 5% body fat. The week leading up to the show, I was cutting calories, but not only cutting calories, I was cutting down on my carbohydrates. I was manipulating water and salt balance to the point where around 3 or 4 days before the show, before I started to load carbohydrates, I was feeling absolutely awful. I was miserable right up until maybe a day or two before the show when I started loading carbohydrates. When it came time to the actual show, I remember waking up around 6 in the morning, having a very small breakfast, going to the sauna, doing the last little bit of training just to help with blood flow and help partition nutrients to where I wanted it to go, which was my muscles. When I got to the show, which was in Mississauga, I think I got there around 8:30 or 9 in the morning. There may have been close to a few dozen competitors from male, female, and different classes. For the competition I was in, the categories were 5'10 and above, and 5'9 and below. And before the competition started, they had a company that was outsourced to give spray tans if that's something that you wanted. I decided to get a spray tan, and not only did I get a spray tan, I got a double dose, and I was so dark that I was almost unrecognizable. It was an all-day event. I pretty much was there 12 or 13 hours, although my portion may have only been a couple minutes. To move everybody through the stage in the various categories and males and females. By the time it was all said and done, it was a long day. In my first competition, I ended up placing second. I went on to compete in a couple other shows within a 12-month period. But I found that every single time that I went into a show, although I did win first place in a subsequent show, every time I did a show, I found my heart was just not in it. And definitely by the third time, all the excitement had dissipated. Between the rigorous meal prep, the training schedule, the sleep schedule, it was really starting to take its toll on me, not only physically, but mentally. And I found I was so single-minded and focused on achieving my goals that other areas of my life, including my business, started to suffer because of it. So that's when I decided that 3 physique competitions was more than enough for me. I'm grateful for the experience. I'm not sure it is something that I do again, but that's just my personal experience. It's not for everybody, but I think if you even have a notion or inkling that you may want to compete or do some sort of physical competition, whether it's anything from a 5K to a Spartan race to an actual physique competition, I say go for it. Sometimes it's good to push outside of your comfort zone, and it will really show you what you're made of, and it definitely takes a level of mental fortitude. So that's just my brief experience with the land of physique competitions. Coming up next week, like I said, I'm going to be interviewing an amazing guest. I think you're really going to like her story. A true story of struggle and triumph. And I think it's really going to show that if you put your mind to something, as cliche as it sounds, you truly can achieve anything. So I hope you enjoyed that episode. Don't forget to write us a review on iTunes. And be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the interviews going forward. And if you want to see some of the other guests that I've had on previous episodes, go back and check the episode history. Until next week, I'll talk to you soon.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.